tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi guys, this is your girl Becca Sarah, and I'm here to do another restaurant review. So today I'm reviewing Bahama Breeze. So it's a Caribbean, whichever one you prefer saying, so I said both, restaurant. And they have some Caribbean food. They have Caribbean food, like anywhere from like that area. And this restaurant's okay. The restaurant in total, meaning like how it looks, like the atmosphere, the music, washrooms, very good. I would give them an A+ on that. You feel the island vibes. You did a great job overall. The theming, music wise, is like that too. They did a really great job. The hostess, the waiter, did a phenomenal job. They're very accommodating and wanting to help you out and always check up on you. So they did a really good job overall. Super friendly. This is not a super expensive restaurant. Things are around like $10-$15, so it's not bad at all to go to. It won't break your budget or the bank or anything like that. So it is affordable, in my opinion. So what I think in general, and what I want places to stop doing, if you are not an Hispanic or Mexican restaurant, please stop doing Mexican food, okay? Because you guys don't do it well at all. It either tastes like garbage or has no taste, or I don't even want to even finish it. Like, I feel like I just wasted money on it. Like, please stop doing that. Like, I went to Summer House on the Lake and I had their tacos and it was terrible. And now I'm going to another place and having their empanadas and it's terrible. So like, can you please stop doing this? Stop having like Mexican food and having your Mexican food taste like garbage. Like, I feel like it's a waste of money at this point. Like people are ordering, like, oh yes, I am craving empanadas, or I'm craving a taco, and I'm eating it and it has no taste and it tastes terrible. Like, stop doing that. Please stop trying. I know a lot of people love empanadas, so that's probably why you're like, oh, I'm gonna put empanadas on the menu. But if you're not gonna make an empanada taste good, don't have it. That's all I'm going to say. Don't have empanadas if you're not gonna have empanadas taste good. So that being said, I had the beef empanadas. They were terrible. They give you like 5 of them. I literally forced myself to at least have 2. And forcing myself to eat something is terrible, because I'm like, I'm gonna pay for this, so I need to at least have more of it. So it was just so bad. So because, again, I barely ate my food, I got also the crab cheese dip. That was good. They did a good job on that. It tasted good. I ate all of it. It was good. They did a good job on that. So from like those two foods, I'm like, it's gonna be a hit or miss. They're gonna do a really good job or a bad job, and there's some things that they should just kick out of the menu. in my opinion, but I don't think they're gonna do that. But I feel like food wise, this restaurant is a hit or miss. Just from my experience. Drink wise, I think they do a really good job with their drinks. I always do like a flight to always see what I like, what I don't like, in case I'm going back to the restaurant. And then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have a big one. And again, because of my experience, food wise, I don't think I'm going back. So I first had a flight, margarita flight. It had a regular margarita. It had what it came on the menu was a regular margarita, coconut based margarita, and a dragon fruit margarita. And before I had that, I saw someone, one of the guests, have a big cup of like one margarita. So I'm like, what was that? And they're like, it's dark. I'm like, how is it? How is it? It's good to always ask fellow guests, bartender, wait, ask how something tastes like, to see like, oh, okay, I'll get that or not. And they're like, yeah, it's good. It's just super sweet. And I'm like, oh, that's up my alley. I would like something like that. You know, something that's super sweet. I'm super sweet. I love sweet drinks. That's up my alley. So I, again, our waitress was very accommodating, and I was like, could I substitute the coconut drink for something else because I do not like coconut? And she's like, yes, super accommodating, you can. And I'm like, can I just have two of the dragon fruit margaritas instead of having the coconut? And she's like, yes. So how a flight works is, if you never had a flight, it has it's a box. It's not a box, but like, it's like a little like wood tray, and it has three margaritas or whatever drink flights, whatever flight of like alcohol you're having, in three little cups. So mine was a regular, the house-made margarita, and then two dragon fruit margaritas. I tried the dragon fruit margarita. I'm like, this is my drink. I loved it so much. And then I had those two, and then classic margarita. They tasted really, really good. Other friends of mine had other flights, and I tried those two. They were really, really good. So overall, I'm gonna say like the drinks are really, really good. I also got a big dragon fruit margarita as well. Enjoyed that. They have, like a lot of restaurants do, a happy hour, and they also have an after hours, which is from 10 to midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. So if you just want something to drink and you're looking for a place, I would go to Bahama Breeze for that. Try their drinks. It's gonna be less money because it's their after hours, and have a good girls' night out or friend night out or romantic evening with your partner, and have one of their drinks or two of your drinks and have fun there, and then enjoy the rest of your night. But in total, I would say the experience, it was more of a good experience than a bad experience, because of the because the customer service was phenomenal, from the hostess to the waiters. Very, very accommodating, very nice, very helpful. They did a phenomenal job. You feel like you're in the Caribbean, the washroom, stuff like that. It was really clean. The only downfall was the food. I feel like it's a hit or miss. So if I would go back again, it would only be for their after hours to get a drink, or pregame, or and then go go on my way back home or whatever I was doing the rest of the night. So those are my thoughts and experiences. Some of you might have been to Bahama Breeze and love it there, and that's fine. And some of you might have went there and hated it, and some of you have probably never went there at all. But this is my experience, and I think it's an okay restaurant. Foods are not the best, but the atmosphere and the work is there, and the drinks are really good. And for that alone, they might see me again for an after hours, maybe potentially. Maybe because I like the dragon fruit margarita, because it's like my personality in a drink. Some people will say it's too sweet, some will say it's perfect for them, but overall, that's my thoughts and opinion. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.